It's Friday. And that means it's Goss Day.
Ooh, so gossy. We got drag recaps.
We got gayness at award shows.
Hey, you want some gay shit? And many, many, many DMs.
Many. And please don't forget the conjecture. She's in there, too.
That's right. Plus, are you ready to take this cutesy little clap-trap podcast show on tour, on the road?
Y'all want a trap?
Well, our world tour starts with the UK this summer, and we're so excited to share that new promo with you.
New promo looks. The name's Gossica. Hot Gossica.
Forever Dog.
Ooh, I'm up in the coffee house and feeling so good. Excuse me, Mr. Barista.
Could I have a
Courvoisier straight up and a soy milk chaser? Miss, it is 10 in the morning and this is a coffee house, not a bar. We do not have Courvoisier.
I need oat milk steamed with a shot of Hypnotic.
Girl, you know they're going to start. You know Starbucks is going to start having booze. Everywhere else does.
I would be fully in support of that. I think the world would be better if more people were inebriated most of the time.
We want to welcome you back at this time for another
steaming,
piping, scalding serving of
the hot goss.
This is the weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's go ahead and get into some
hot goss.
You know, that sort of thing. Just very, you know,
listen, don't use ballroom for your own personal gain. If you don't have
any. So my date and I went home together and kakadaka, and now it's the next day.
He kakadaka'd you?
You left out the best part. You yada yada'd over the best part. Can someone do Jerry Seinfeld for Snatch?
I've never seen a whole episode of that show. My ex used to watch it, and whenever it was on, I would just leave the room because I did not find it funny.
What's the deal with Snatch Game?
You should do it.
I think I look kind of like Jerry Seinfeld.
Well, you could do like an Elaine Jerry hybrid.
Throw in a little Kramer.
Yeah, do that crazy dance.
George is probably not my track, but well, you know what we're known for? Drag.
Mess. Oh. Yeah, just Matt.
Being messy and loving drama. No, honey, we are known for doing drag. And we did a little show at Heart WeHo last week. And it was called...
Set it right on the front. Drag show.
Drag show. Can you believe they got the building to spell out drag show right on front? That was cool.
I loved it. Just say what it is right up front. There were dressing room antics. There was a full house, 800 people on a fucking Thursday. We sold tables. We sold bottles. One girl had a bottle opener in her butt, and I saw her sit on it, and I was like, what are you doing?
What?
You didn't see that?
No. Did she, like, get stabbed?
She opened up the whole bottle, and it was a Snapple bottle. It just popped. And then there was a little fact that she read out of her own butthole on the Snapple cap.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No? Oh, I must have imagined that. I'm sorry.
Where did you see this?
In the mirror when I opened my Snapple bottle.
Just the mirror. Just the mirror.
The dressing room was lovely, that mirror in there, though.
You know, I'm very, very proud of our very first iteration of drag show. We set out to say, we're going to do a drag show. And we called it a drag show, sort of, a a simple name, but really that title says a lot because it is about the drag.
Yeah, that's basically just some local girls getting together, putting on a show. That's all having we are. Having
fun, vibing, doing drag, being models.
Uh-huh. Doing stupid numbers, wearing whatever we want, monster mashing our balls behind our tits, and just looking gorgeous, feeling good. The girls, Aurora, Adore, Mayhem, Raja, Meatball, you. There were so many amazing dolls on display.
So many dolls, darling. And you can check out at Mom Podcast on Instagram for some highlights. Everyone was very red. Everyone was very wild. Now, I don't know what the theme for the next one's going to be. It's going to be on Thursday, April 28th. And I have a confession. I'm not going to be in town.
Who's gonna steer the ship?
Well, listen, we are curating it. So we will both do the like behind the scenes kind of jobs that we did before and have our hands in it. But there's going to be times where like one of us is out of town. There's going to be times where both of us aren't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like
Dipper, you got a wig?
Right. It's sort of like at Dreamgirls when Raja was on Top Model as a makeup artist and she had to like leave for periods of time. And then when she came back, it was very exciting. So like when I come back for the next one, because I am in town for the next one, it'll be very exciting.
Exciting.
Now, I wanted to do all RuPaul night. Here, do you want to hear my theme ideas?
I do.
Clown night. See, don't do that without me. Clown night.
Wait, is it clowns in armor, like clown knights?
No, it's just clown. Oh. Deep fried country divas.
Oh, honey, we'll invite all the tater tops and they'll come and they'll wear gingham and they'll have picnic baskets and trucker hats and beer koozies. I love
Don't
that
Don't do night. That one without me either. Oh, wait, how about this one? Disney Minus instead of Disney Plus. And it's like, you know, they used to do Disney Night at like...
all the time, yeah.
Let's see. Oh, Drag really Race Turnabout Night.
What's that? You do a different girl's numbers?
Like you do someone else. You like do a different girl than yourself.
Okay.
Let us know, because if you have an idea for a theme, let us know.
I keep seeing these parties at this new venue called 10 LA or something, and they're doing a Britney Houston night. It's Britney and Whitney. I saw someone doing a pig house party with all Fist Me Baby One More Time. I personally would be in love with a 90s night.
Ooh, yes.
90s night, a Janet night. It is about the pleasure principle. There's so many. If you have any suggestions, please let us know at Mom Podcast on Twitter, Instagram. We are open and receptive.
Also, it's April, so like, we used to do a rain show every year at the Blue Moon. So, like, everyone would do, like, rain or water numbers. There's surprisingly a lot of rain-themed songs.
Oh, yeah. Madonna rained. Get Your Umbrellas, Todrick. Raining Men, Weather Girls.
Kiss the Rain.
Kiss the Rain.
Have you ever seen the rain?
I Can't Stand the Rain.
Let the rain fall on me. Down. Hillary Duff, Rain on Me. Uh-huh. Honey, I mean, there's a lot.
That's the first and second act right there.
Mama Diva. Baby, Sweetie Baby, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
That Let's we have to get the wet. Tracks ahead of time.
Pepper Mache.
Let's get soaking wet.
Honey, you need to put the tracks in with clear natties too, because I can see you are not a 1B. You have brown hair and I don't know what you're doing using that black natties. You need the clear, honey.
Ooh, rain, bow spotlight.
Oh, you want rain? Your theme is rain and spotlight.
This rainbow spotlight this week is called Do Your Thing by Michael Medrano. Can we take a
Do
listen?
Your Thing.
All right. Let's go. I ain't the jealous type.
tonight. You're looking so divine. You wanna play a game? That's cool, I like the chase. Just don't get mad at me when I'm kissing somebody else. I know that you want it, so come get it. Then you're petty, babe.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. We are back.
We're back, and I am stocking up on Poo-Pourri, which gets rid of that shit scent one can leave behind after shitting.
Shit in the tour bus.
No shitting on the tour bus. You put a bag in the toilet, and then you shit in the bag, tie it off like a doggy bag, and then throw it out the back window where you usually smoke.
That is insane behavior, and I've never done that, but I support it.
You never had to push out your load on a tour bus, and then you just like put a little Ziploc in the toilet, seal it up.
No, it just goes back up inside. It just clenches and goes back up inside.
Ooh, no, that gives me cramps. And ooh, it becomes cum cramps are the worst.
It becomes that evil snake worm monster from Raised by Wolves. And then it comes out of me like a demon.
100%. Well, we're stocking up on the Poo-Pourri because we're going on tour and we want to see you all. And please poop before you get to the club. Don't be that girl. It's the UK. Yeah. The UK Race Chaser Live Tour is happening. The UK dates are July 3rd through the 18th, and you can get tickets at racechaserlive.com. Many already have.
Yes.
There's meet and greets available.
And be patient with us because we have all the other continents that you can imagine and regions coming. We're just doing one leg at a time. Sort of like Sweet Pussy Pauline. You just take one leg and you put it across the dresser. And then you take the other one and put it just across the nightstand.
Put it across the pond and then put the other leg in Brazil.
But we're really looking forward to it. UK dates July 3rd through the 18th. So head on over to racechaserlive.com. I can't wait to like be on a stage and podcastress with you.
Me too. And we have some surprises cooking up. We brought our own hot plate and amphetamines. And who knows what guests we can entice to join us. Courtney.
I get no kick from amphetamines. Did you find Jenga guy from Precinct? What happened with that?
I did find Jenga guy.
We're all on bated breath. Who the fuck was it?
Wait, hold on.
Did you play Jenga in your bedroom and you toppled all over each other?
Honey, you know how you got to pull out a piece? He sure did.
Wait, that's you.
I know. Look at my face.
Her lip is...
Oh, I thought you were doing that lollipop lip where you sort of smudge the lipstick outside the lines.
You thought I was Bible girling.
Lady Camdening with the mirror runway. Yeah.
Can we just shout out how good you two look on this fucking promo?
Oh, yeah. Body horse snatcheteria. That was the prompt, right?
Well, on the day the promoters walked in and I was like, you didn't know this podcast was just two whores on stage. Like, y'all are just greased up, like looking so lovely and sexual. It's great.
Greasy, sexual, racing cunt. We're Chacha Di Gregorio waving the flag in the middle of the car race. With another grease. Another grease reference. It all comes back to grease.
You look like your knee has some tzatziki on it. Another grease.
Yeah.
I think everybody should come to this fucking show. It's going to be great. I have a question. Can I apologize for something I did on Purse First? Because I feel like I need to. I don't even know if it made the rounds because I asked Bob to edit it out. We were talking about the finalist girls. And I said... it's kind of obvious that, you know, production doesn't want a finale that's not diverse with like all white girls again, like Violet Ginger Pearl or something. And like they want to be inclusive. So sometimes judgings go softer or harder based on where they want people to place. And I said something on Bob's thing where we were talking about the finalists and we all knew Deja was going home. So I was like, well, they're going to keep Angeria. She's black. You know, they need a black girl. And in my head, I'm like fat girl, black girl, antagonist. Like I check boxes in my head and I think like a producer and I'm detached emotionally. And I say stuff that out of line and flippant when it doesn't come with the context that's also going on in my jumbled ass head. Angeria will be in the final because of her talent and she's fierce and all these things. And I can take the lumps for it. I said it. I know what I meant. I meant it from a production standpoint because season 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 all had no African-American girls. And would I rather watch a show with at least one black girl or no black girls? I'd rather watch it with black girls. They're better performers, I think. Is that racist to say that they're better performers? I don't know. I'm white. I'm still learning what my microaggressions are when they happen because I don't know that I'm doing them sometimes. They're so micro or macro, depending on if you're offended or not. Like, is that horrible to say? Maybe. So I'm sorry if you were offended and I didn't mean to say it. I meant it from a technical standpoint where like Angeria is going to be in the finale. She deserves to be in the finale. But also in my head, I was saying this is locking her place up in the finale because they need diversity in it. She's black. And I said it. It's a fact. She is black. She knows she's black. And there's like nothing. I feel like I can't talk about race anymore ever. And I just should never. So if you ever hear me talk about it on the podcast, cut it out, please, Will, because I get in trouble every time. And I know I don't mean to. I'm not a bad person and I'm still constantly learning and shit. But like, I stepped in it again and I didn't mean to. And Bob was there to literally correct me and be like, no, she'll be there because whatever. And she's right. I was saying one of the reasons she'll be there. I was lowest common denominatoring the girl on why she should be in the finale. And that was wrong of me. I loved her all season. And I'm not trying to make this podcast 3 hours with my apology tour, but I feel like shit for doing it. And, you know, I woke up to a shitstorm of people calling me a racist. And I was like, great, this again. But I deserve it probably. So.
Well, I don't.
Come
I
see
don't
my Race Chaser
that,
live and throw hot trash at me.
I don't think that never talking about race or like racial things is the answer. And you said that kind of flippantly, but like, I think that's kind part of the problem is that like sometimes even having a discussion, people immediately say, problematic. And so that creates a climate where people are afraid to talk about issues that they might have a question about or might fucking not know about.
Yeah.
And so it either makes them not say anything, which isn't great, or sometimes it, you know, I don't know. I don't think that's the answer, though. I think that's bad. I think that, like, having conversations is the way that we move forward.
Yeah,
and
me too.
And so, you know, I mean, I think that it's clear that Angeria is there because she's fucking crushed it the whole last season.
She's got two wins, just like Willow has two wins, and like she's at the top. Like she's gonna be there. I'm apologizing to her, just if she gets wind of it, because it's not a fun thing to hear about yourself. You're like, what? That's why I'm there. You know, like me saying Daya is only there because she's an antagonist. That's also wrong. She's there because she's a good queen.
Right.
I'm just, I say shitty things sometimes, and even toilets get jealous of my mouth with the amount of shit that goes in and out.
Right.
But I definitely don't think, I stand by the statement that World of Wonder does not want season 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7's finale to happen again without any black girls. And I think a white person saying that
the show,
is problematic, but it's still true.
The show is better when it has a more diverse and like fierce lineup, like
agreed.
Point blank period.
Yeah.
Any
so,
shows.
Right. So as a producer, that's something that, you know, as the show's producers, they are looking at like creating a season that is very mm-hmm. well-rounded, very diverse, and very fierce.
If you're listening to this and you're fans of us, let us know, is this okay to say? Like that race is a factor with Drag Race? Because it is.
Well, if I can chime in, it's a huge factor, not only because of the fan base, but because of the history of the show, because of, if you look at the pool of the winners, it's a huge factor. It's a casting factor. It's everything that you've talked about, but it's exactly like Alaska said, people immediately feel uncomfortable when you say, now we're going to break these queens down by race, or now we're going to have a conversation about race. But you can't, like, race is a huge issue in the world.
But I'm not trying to break it down to race. I'm just trying to break it down to aspects of people which loom large, like the fat girl, the short girl, the dancer girl, you know, the polished black girl, the
But
old
that's
season.
What everyone is hoping for, is that when you break it down by type, they want to move beyond that type also includes their race. It can just be
sure,
the polished pageant girl.
I get that, yeah. Yeah, that makes
sense.
But
I think it's a really great conversation to be having.
I'll listen to the conversation. I don't want to be in it no more. So, yes, we found the Jenga guy. We're going to take a break. And
let's play some Jenga. Our backpack again.
Oh my goodness. This lineup for Drag Queen of the Year Pageant Competition Award Contest Competition. I just saw the lineup.
Oh, I know.
I saw the ad for it on Nick's story, but I couldn't get I couldn't get it to play or whatever, so I didn't know that you announced the lineup too. Bitch.
We did.
This
yes.
lineup?
Yeah, it's really
Chanju's baby.
Because-
Ooh.
Girl, because we have an amazing lineup for Drag Queen of the Year Pageant Competition Award Contest Competition. which is happening Saturday, May 14th, the Saturday of DragCon at the Million Dollar Theater, downtown Los Angeles. And we just announced the 8 contestants: Andrew Barrett Cox,
Bambi Banks
Coulee, Dusk, Meatball, Militia Skunt, Neon Calypso, Ramona Slick, and Twink Trash. I know. Twink Trash, just the drag name really gets a laugh.
It's really great. I can't wait to see what these girls bring to the stage. I've worked with a lot of them. This is going to be a sickening pageant.
Really incredible.
Now, are you accepting bribes?
Girl.
From judges?
No.
No,
I'm not. You shouldn't either. If you're on the judging panel, forget it.
Well, I haven't spoken to my dealer yet if I'll be available that night.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you can go to dragqueenoftheyear.com. Yes, we got the domain.
What privilege.
Mm-hmm. We got the domain. Dragqueenoftheyear.com. So, yeah.
Well, I would love to pussy stunt on the red carpet and come in and judge, because I missed the last red carpet that was happening at the GLAAD Awards. Everybody was there this weekend. I had such FOMISHA. FOMO. The We're Here girls, Bob, Shanji, and Eureka, they wore their promo look, and they looked
They dressed like the billboard.
They look so beautiful. And shout out to their vanities, because like all their hair is always right. Luscious and Six and
Mommy.
Layla have turned the girls out, and they just look so beautiful. And apparently Gottmik was saving the bees. Did you see this beekeeper outfit?
Yes, Gottmik is saving the bees.
Rosé was in Marco. Simone looked beautiful. This color block thing. She had a lime eyeliner on underneath and then this turquoise on top. Hair by Gigi beautiful. Good. Candy Muse looks like a gangster. Like from some, she looks like a gangster meets a gangster's mall. You know what I mean? In some like Dick Tracy, like video game. I don't know how to describe the look. It's great. It's playing with texture and pattern. There's a star on her titty. I love it.
Yeah. She said, honey, you want a look? Well, honey, look at this. I think she looks fierce, fabulous. I love this hat. Millinery. Haberdashery is just a really great thing when it's done so beautifully. I love the hat. I love that she has a titty out. All of the dolls look really great. Very exciting. It's really beautiful. A who's who. I mean, we keep scrolling. There's more and more names. Faces. Beautiful.
MJ Rodriguez, Andrew Garfield, Gigi Gorgeous Getty, August Getty, Nats Getty, like... Jeopardy Amy was there, JoJo Siwa. I really wanted to go. Layla told me that she met Mira Sorvino, which was an event for her.
Oh my God.
She was very excited.
Work.
Maybe one day we'll be nominated. Maybe they'll have a podcast category one day.
Honey, I would be glad to be there.
Me too. I love podcasting. Can we talk about some awful news real quick?
Sure. What happened?
What is this? You don't have a mirror?
Oh. Never mind.
Sorry. I can't resist being a cunt.
It was good.
Why? Okay.
Honey, you were born that way. It's not my fault. I was born this way.
Okay, so this queer space in Brooklyn was targeted with arson this week. It's called Rash, and their Instagram page is Rash_NYC, and they wanted to share what happened with the world. They said, first off, thanks for everybody who reached out in the past 24 hours. We only want to share information that is reputable and verified to be true. There's a lot going around. We'll make any details available as soon as we can. Last night before the party started, someone came into our bar, poured gasoline on the floor, causing an explosion that set the bar in flames. He was wearing a dark hoodie and a backpack and immediately ran from the scene. Everyone inside made it out, but two people were brought to the hospital and are in stable condition. Thank God. We still don't know what to make of this cruel act of violence. In only 5 short months, we were privileged to become a home to such talented and vital community of artists. It breaks our heart that anyone would seek to threaten that for any reason. At this time, we haven't identified the suspect or any motives, but we're working closely with the authorities to investigate. If anyone has any information that might be useful in the investigation, please share it with us directly. They've launched a GoFundMe page to support everyone directly affected, the staff, and the link is in their bio, which will be in our bio on Race Chaser Pod. You know what? They may not be able to pinpoint the exact motive, but the motive is hate and people teaching hate. And there's a reason that we should be able to say gays in school, because young impressionable children need to learn that gay isn't a bad word and different isn't a bad word and other isn't a bad word. And like, you know, the UK is banning conversion therapy, but they're not including non-binary and trans people in that. So like, there's still like, there's like 2 steps forward, 1 step back, fire, legislation. There's so many things against us that like, we have to just unite against the one enemy, which is hate. And education, I think, is the key to changing that, education and legislation.
Yeah. Yeah, this is really horrible. And I'm really grateful that no one was hurt.
I'm going to donate it to as soon as I'm done podcasting.
Yeah. So you can go over to GoFundMe and it's Rash Bar Fire if you want to look. And the staff is going to be out of work for a minute. So it'll go to support them and to support getting Rash back on their feet. So why don't we go ahead and take a break, and we will be right back.
Let's take a break. And honestly, one more thing. Like, literally, the price of a drink is like $7 to $10. If you would buy a drink there to support these artists, just send them that. At least every little bit helps. It's really important to have these spaces for us as queer people and to feel safe there, you know? So
yeah,
go hit them up. It's in our Instagram. It's a good thing to do. Now we're taking a break.
Great in here.
Honey, are you wearing that phosphorescent Ben Nye orange blush? Your cheeks are glowing.
It's actually like an anglerfish. Shouldn't drag queens have like an anglerfish that with a little light that hangs down in front of their face so that they're always lit?
Bosco, bear bulb.
Why don't we go ahead and take a journey as we go
spelunking.
Deep inside the DMs. Wait. This is from Sean. Oh, no.
Dearest
Alaska, Tina, Wilhelmina, and Dippertintra, I thought I would write in to let you know that Estelle Harris, the actress who shouts Bosco on Seinfeld, passed away last week at the age of 93. May she rest in fabulousness with all the divas and dolls in the afterlife. No jerk or ass for me. They are both gorge, but I'm engaged to be married. And this hole is owned now, baby. Maybe I'll show in real life at the Race Chaser Live Tour in the home of Blue Hydrangea, Belfast. Can't wait to see you all then. XX. Much love from Sean. So you're allowed to show your hole in real life, but not on a picture. Relationships are weird. I mean, we just put some weird rules on ourselves. No. First of all, Estelle Harris, at the age of 93, she has made a mark on pop culture in Hollywood. She was the rapping granny in The Wedding Singer, which was like a major moment. She was in The Golden Girls. She's been an old woman for about fucking 70 years.
Honestly, she was in Patch Adams when they put the whole bowl of spaghetti on her in the swimming pool. Do you remember that?
Oh, my God.
My memory is patchy.
Yeah. Thank you for letting us know, Sean. And every time we hit that Bosco button, we are going to think of her, remember her fondly.
I mean, honestly, Bosco, if you're listening, I would recommend having a Bosco button at your DragCon station because everybody will want to touch it and press it. And you should charge a dollar for them to do it.
All the men and all the women want to touch they up all on my Bosco button.
Mm-hmm. She's beautiful. The next message comes from Rose or Rose. I don't know. Hey, y'all, Diamond Diva, Daltinas, and Dipper. While listening to your podcast today, y'all were discussing about if costumes were provided or not. I noticed when I watched the episode, once Deja turned her paper, you can see the pictures of what looks like are clips of the costumes. My picture does not show it clearly, but you can mark it out on some of the other looks for inspiration and actual footage. Now, I'm not sure if it was an option or not, but inspiration images are definitely given to the girls based off their characters. Thank you for your pod, and I hope this can add some more conjecture amongst your critically acclaimed podcast, XOXO Rose Gold Blunt. We do know that the outfits for the Rusical were provided, all of them.
So that's why the girls fight so fiercely over the roles. They say, I like this outfit. This outfit is cute.
Should we listen to the song? No, I want to wear that corset.
I really want to wear that crystal bustier. Amazing. Thank you. What a good catch. I mean, a good eye.
Yeah. Like, you can see it through the paper, kind of, and we'll put it up on Race Chaser Pod, so check us out there. Maybe we'll put it even Mom Podcasts. Check us out there and follow. Give us a follow and see something.
I love that they are, I mean, it's another part of it. And I'm glad they're providing them with outfits that are good because they all looked really sickening.
Mostly, yeah.
In Moulin Rouge. The next message comes from Anne-Marie. Hi, drags. Just a quick question. If J-O-R-G-E is pronounced Jorge, why isn't Georges pronounced Horges? Horus, this has been bothering me all season. Please help.
Tomato, tomato.
Jorjos. Jorjeos.
I don't know, because, like, I say Patreon, other people say Patreon. If you're a fan of the Patriots, you're a Pat fan. So, like, people say different stuff. You're not a Pates fan, you're a Pats fan. So,
T.
And my Duolingo keeps reminding me it's been 121 days since my last lesson, so I am not the girl to talk about spicy accents right now.
And who knows, maybe Georges' OnlyFans is called Horges.
Yeah. We have a message from Maxine. Help! It says,
From Race Chaser Faggot. It says racechaserfag@gmail.com.
They made that email address.
Oh, they don't want to be traced. Okay.
All right. How much do we have to pay them to get it for ourselves? I want it.
Okay, mama's peepees. Here's another tragic love story. I met this guy on Grindr, and he was really kind and obviously very hot. We went on a couple dates, and of course, after a few drinks on the second date, he fucked me. After that night, I texted him to stop beating around the bush and just asked if he wanted to be friends or if he wanted to do this. Tragically, he friend-zoned me. It turns out he actually has feelings for his best friend. We're constantly hanging out still because he's a really great person and feels like we can be really great friends. I want to be there for him because, of course, I think he's a really great person too. It's just a little painful every time we hang out because I still want something more, but I don't want to ruin what we have. Any advice or should Grindr be re-downloaded? Honey, get on Jacked.
That's your advice.
Get on Jacked.
Is Jacked the one?
Jacked and Scruffed are way better than Grindr. Grindr is like...
Really?
Grindr, I feel like, is kind of elitist. If you don't have a six-pack, they...
Oh, really? It's like
It definitely is. Yeah, I literally said to someone on Grindr a couple weeks ago, hey, just shooting my shot. And he sent me back a brick. A brick. Meaning, like, if you... shoot a basket and it's like a terrible shot, it's a brick. But also a brick is what you call an ugly drag queen. So I'm like, did you just insult me two ways and I get to choose how to be offended? I was so mad. I instantly signed. I was mad. Fuck. No, I couldn't fuck him. That was the thing.
I have an alternative spin for you. People use the slang bricked up when they have a boner.
Maybe
it wasn't that
so erect.
It wasn't that because I wrote back wow and then his profile disappeared, meaning he blocked me. So
sorry,
he didn't want to fuck.
It's because you mentioned World of Wonder. You said, wow. And he was like, oh, I can't do it. I can't talk
about
this. I
knew everyone you did it to and every friend you did. I think that...
My song, my hit song, wow.
Yeah, I love that song.
It's obviously not a fan.
I am a fan. I am an oscillating fan. I think that you should re-download whatever hookup app you want and then...
Maybe...
Like...
Well, what? You guys had sex and then he's like, no, I just want to be friends. And like, it bothers you every time you hang out. So like, just be like, peace out, bro. And then he like, won't have you around. And then he'll be like, oh man, I miss Race Chaser Faggots so much. Mm-hmm. Like, I wish I had them in my life. So like, yeah, sometimes you got to be like, peace out, bro. For me, that's the advice. From Gabriella, dearest Willem, Golden Lasky, and Big Dips. Shout out to Golden Lasky. Longtime listener here. Thank you for all the wit and laughs over the years. I'm writing in search of some serious advice. My 18-year-old daughter opted out of college to start an OnlyFans. After a lot of fights, I realized I have let her live her life and make her own mistakes. She started out fairly tame with some mostly clothed photos, but now she's venturing into the world of porn and more straightforward sex work. I'm sad about this for many reasons, one of them being that I had her very young, a month before my 13th birthday, and did sex work myself when she was young in order to keep us both afloat through some really hard times. Things are much better for us now, but I really wanted something different for her. I haven't told her about this, and part of me thinks it's irrelevant. Her situation and her life are not mine, and again, she's an adult who can learn from her choices. But I'm her mother, and I'm torn about how best to guide her here. What do you queens think? I've attached a photo of myself here. I know you are not so much interested in the ladies, so it's a photo of my butt, because there's something for... That's something everyone loves. Thanks for taking the time. We love you in our house. Heart, Gabriella.
First of all, Gabriella.
First of all, Gabriella.
Honey. This splayed puss from the back pic. I wish this could be my new promo photo. And we do love women. We love all genitalia. I am a giant fan of breasts and ass. And pussy is nice too. I love this photo. You're so beautiful. I can see why your daughter's doing sex work. It's probably an easy option for her because she might look like you and be beautiful. As a former sex worker, me, I'm honest with my parents about it, and I'm glad your daughter is honest enough to tell you about this. I feel like you telling her about your tea might inform, you know, some guideposts for her with these decisions that she's making. You know, just stuff that, like, stuff to watch out for. And, like, I feel like you want to keep her safe. If she's going into sex work, you need to, like, list everything. Like, all the things you don't think of, like, hey, letting a friend knowing where you're going and telling, I'm going to be back at this time. If you don't hear from me, hit up this person or this person, and like leaving the paper trail, not getting paid electronically. Like, there's so many things that young sex workers should know. And I think that you could help if you wanted to. I don't know if you want to, but I'm guessing she would really appreciate the fact that, like, she knows someone else who did the same thing that she did. And it is an option. It's a valid option. There's lots of people that want to shame it, but, like, I don't see anything wrong with sex work. The same way that, like, what people do for handicapped people, where they're called, like, sexual therapists or sexual conduits or something, you know, where, like, a handicapped person may not be comfortable going out or trying to get laid on their own, so they hire someone. That's a valid service. And, like, what sex workers do is valid.
And necessary, you know, in this world. So I completely agree. I think that you should discuss that. And I think you should, like, be honest about your past and your experience, because it could be very helpful.
Yeah.
And, I mean, who knows?
Honey, be her manager, Gabriella. Like, if you took care of the bookings, you could get at least 3.5% off the top, because she's blood.
I think you're doing the right thing by letting her make her own decisions, though, because, I mean, that's what that's the world we live in. And a college degree might not do you as much good in this world as an OnlyFans.
Honey,
like, that's just the reality. Doesn't she look like a Dore Delano, kind of, in the face?
She really does.
Gabriella looks like Adore Delano.
I'm about to go to dinner with Adore and Gina, my manager, and I'm gonna show her this picture and be like, Adore, your nudes leaked. I can't believe
Adore, you look sick today, honey.
Adore was sickening at the party too at Heart WeHo.
She
and
is.
Honestly, she tickled me smelmo. I think
we want to thank you so much for listening. To Hot Goss.
And shout out to all of our Mom Plus subscribers. We see you. We hear, well, you see us. And we hear you listening to this episode ad-free right now behind the paywall.
We hear you. Follow us on Instagram at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, at Race Streets Abroad, at Mom Podcasts. Follow them all. Following Bonanza.
And as always, we have additional bonus video content available at patreon.com/ Willem. Drug You is up, and it's one of the funniest half hours I've ever spent with you.
Just watch a good old episode of Drag You.
Yeah.
That link tree also on Race Chaser Pod on Instagram will direct you to cute merch, tickets for the UK dates of the Race Chaser Live tour in July, and also links to donate money to BLM organizations, queer nonprofits, and information on combating increased anti-Asian violence.
Please stay safe out there, and everyone be vigilant to what is happening around you.
And we'll be back next week with another steaming.
Steaming!
Scolding! Serving of... This one's for you, Estelle. Bosco.
Bosco!
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast. Hosted by Alaska Thunderfuck and Willem.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.